Happy Sun in Taurus. It's like the one of the last fucking days of Sun in Taurus. Because Gemini season's about to happen. So I'm doing this tarot spread called The Ritual Behind the Trial. Because I want to know what's going on in the Diddy trial. And the first question is, what unseen force is being revealed through this trial? The card that came up was from my Sacred Revolution, the circular deck. If I can find the fucking guidebook. Alright, so 15 in reverse. What was the question? I'm getting all... I'm not really prepared for you guys. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to take my blog posts that have audio and make them into a RSS feed. And then I'm going to submit that to like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and shit. So I'll have an actual podcast feed. It'll be astrofiend.com still, but I'll figure that out today. All right, so the question was, what unseen force is being revealed through this trial? And the answer is suppressed power and wildness. Controllable, caged, routine, sterilized, OCD cleaning. So this is about control. So somebody couldn't be themselves, which we all know Cassie could not be herself. She wasn't free to be herself. So that's what it's about. That's the unseen force that's being revealed, is how controlling Sean Combs is. I'm going to grab a different deck to ask. I'm going to ask one question of every deck. Or not every deck, but like the six different decks. So now I'm using my crow oracle deck. Because you know I can't get crows to come to my house, but I can buy a oracle deck so that it doesn't make me feel bad. All right, so the second question is, what archetype does Diddy represent in the collective unconscious? Okay, here we go. This is the archetype. Okay, so what archetype does Diddy represent in the collective unconscious? The crows say a warning archetype. Somebody that sends out a warning. He never forgets an enemy. That's what this crow is on this card. He doesn't forget a single enemy or somebody that's wronged him. And he's about to whistle blow. So that's what Diddy represents. A warning. Somebody that's gonna fucking whistle blow. Alright, I'm grabbing a tarot deck for the next question. Who benefits energetically from this exposure? Who benefits energetically from this exposure? Somebody who's in debt. Okay, because the Queen of Coins, which is the Queen of Pentacles, it came out in reverse, which that stands for money problems, okay? So who benefits energetically from this exposure? Some female with money problems. Some female that's in debt. So, I'm going to use a Zodiac deck for the next question. What's the next question? What was the energetic cost of keeping this hidden? Trailblazing Aries came out. Like being first. Somebody leading the way was the cost. Or the cost was being first about it. What role does the public play in this trial? We're already acting like it's happened. Like, we already know. We've all assumed collectively that Diddy's guilty. So, yeah, we're already acting like we already know. That's the card that came out. The it's already happened card. And then the last question is, what outcome shifts the karmic cycle, not just the headlines? Here we go. Okay, so what outcome shifts the karmic cycle, not just the headlines? Gazelle came out, which is, in this deck, it means separation. Going away, leaving. Okay, that's what the Gazelle card is like, points to, like, if it were a marriage, it'd be like divorce. So this outcome that shifts the karmic cycle, not just the headlines, would be for Diddy to be like blackballed in the industry. I'll take a picture of the cards and I'll put this on my website. But today, that's my goal, is to get myself a podcast feed through my website so that I can just upload audio files and continue on about my way. Continue that way. Yeah. Have a good day. Think of thoughts. Don't bully anybody. Love you, cute people.